Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
Hey, no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's go. We got a hell of a day. Bob Melvin is going to call in 4 minutes. So the manager of the Giants will be on. And, you know, I mean, just to let people know, this is usually the way it works in our business. But, like, when you get some of the key figures within an organization, you usually get them after they win. But
we tried.
But, I mean.
We've been trying,
so
right?
So today. But, no, I appreciate the Giants and Bob Melvin because they're going to come on today at a time where it's yet another day of being very, very frustrated by the at-bats that the team is taking right now. So we've got that. The NBA draft starts in less than 3 hours. So we're going to be taking you up to that and through the start of it. I don't know when's the first pick? Like, when are they done with all the pomp and circumstance?
I don't know exactly. Maybe 5:15.
Okay, but Cooper Flagg's getting called on this watch, right? Like,
yes, yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right.
Unless
so,
he drops.
Yeah.
Which,
that'd be amazing.
All the way to 41, Dibs?
Exactly. Yeah, and we can talk more about, exactly. I looked back at the last 40 years of number one overalls, and it'd be interesting to see where people think Cooper Flagg falls in the various tiers of player.
I don't know. Like, if somebody sends out a video online of Cooper Flagg in a gas mask firing some weed at about 448.
Laramie Tunsil.
And then we got action. Who knows? I don't know where he's going to end up. Start making phone calls. But we don't foresee that happening. But we'll take you all the way up to that. And yes, to the dismay of many, I would imagine, yeah, there's fresh Kuminga. There's a banger of an article from Anthony Slater in The Athletic, who went out to Cleveland and spent time with Jonathan during his offseason workouts and got a lot of amazing content and quotes. And so, one, I appreciate the work from Anthony.
Yeah.
And also, maybe this is not where you think I would go on this one, but I really appreciate Jonathan Kuminga over the last year.
Yeah.
My God, like, this has been hard, and he handled it really well. And all of the things he told Anthony about wanting to be a star, I know there will be some Warrior fans that are like, this guy's selfish. He's all about himself. And he won't just win with the Warriors. I hold nothing against Jonathan, A, for wanting what he wants, and B, for saying it. I think it's great.
I agree, and I also look at the organization, and I don't hold them at fault for what they've done in the 4 years that he's been here. They won a championship in those 4 years, and you know, Kuminga's injury last year, I do think, derailed what could have been a great run for he and maybe for the team as well. And the other piece, we can get more into it, is the notion that there was an offer on the table last offseason for 5 years and $150 million that Kuminga turned down. And now here we sit a year later with a new offseason, and it doesn't feel like that offer is there any longer.
Yeah, so that's all what's on the table today. But I will tell you, and I'm interested to know what Bob says about this. As I mentioned, I was out at the game last night, and this was a it is frustrating. It's frustrating. And I don't know if it is actually, if there's an issue kind of with the at-bats. It felt like Bob was expressing some frustration about the hitters' meetings and things like that after the game last night. The Marlins are essentially made up of players that, you know, average fans don't know. And so when you watch them have the lineup kind of twisting and turning, it was a frustrating one, there's no doubt. And here he is, joining us now on the River Islands guest line, is the manager of the Giants. Appreciated so much, Bob Melvin, joining us on Willard and Tibbs. Hey, Bob, what's going on today?
Hey, how are you guys? Same thing. Yeah. Just getting ready for a ball game.
Yeah, indeed. Game two, Marlins in town. And would love to hear you expand a little bit on not just last night, but what feels, I don't know, it felt like there's some building frustration with regard to the lack of hitting. How would you describe it?
We still been winning our share of games, and it really felt like over the weekend, you know, on Sunday we had a really good offensive game where we came back multiple times during the game. You know, we played a ton of close games. We've won our fair share of them. We do feel like our lineup is going to come around, and I felt like there were signs of it this weekend. So, you know, in that respect, you know, we get frustrated, like on a night last night when we feel like we should do a little bit more, but I don't think the guys are down about it.
When you think about doing more, is it being more aggressive in hitter-friendly counts? Is it trying to coax the pitcher into falling behind more? When you look at more of the minutia of the at-bats, what do you see?
Well, it's case specific, right, to a particular pitcher. If we have a pitcher on the mound that walks a bunch of guys, we have to be cognizant of that. If we have a guy out there that throws strike run with his fastball and tries to get ahead of you, you have to game plan for that. So I don't think in a vacuum you can just say, hey, this is the way we need to do it. I think we have several guys that we feel like there's going to be a lot more offensively, and we still are very confident that's going to happen. So I think it's just kind of staying with it, stick with a particular game plan every day, and be confident that it's going to come around some. I mean, you look at some of the other teams in the league too. I mean, Padres are a really good offensive team too, and I think we've scored more runs than they have. So we're not the Lone Rangers as far as maybe being down offensively a little bit.
Yeah, that is a fact for sure. Bob Melvin joining us here on Willard and Dibbs. Hey, Bob, I wonder what you see in Justin Verlander's outings right now. We engage with Giants fans on the daily, and after last night, part of this is a statistical oddity that he has no wins, but you can tell that the fans are starting to feel like, gosh, you know, when is this going to get going? But I wonder what the more educated view is right now of what you see when he's throwing.
Well, we're not giving him a lot of support, and then, you know, we get behind and it doesn't feel great, but you know, he's just coming off the IL. He's got a couple starts. He went through a deal where he just had a baby and so forth, even though he prepares the same way and he's ready to go. I think just based on the fact that we haven't gotten him a win yet, and once we get behind, like last night early in the game, it just doesn't have a great tone to it. But you know what? He threw five innings. He gave up three runs. That still kept us in the game. We just didn't do enough offensively, and we really have not for him for the entire season.
Is there a sense of guys pressing not only for Verlander's outings because you want him to get a win, but just overall? And I can't help but think about the call made by Matt Williams at third to send Devers home, which would have tied the game if he made it, but he was out by 15 feet. What was your opinion on that send?
Yeah, there are times when you're not swinging the bat well that you have to be aggressive. So, I mean, look, it takes two good throws, two perfect throws to throw a guy out at the plate. We have a chance to tie the game up right there. So, yeah, I'm all for being aggressive in that situation.
Bob, speaking of Devers, how close is he to playing first base?
I think we're getting closer every day. You know, one, he's got to be comfortable doing it. He's never done it before. Unfortunately, we don't have a spring training to prepare for that. So we have to kind of run them through some things that we feel like will make them comfortable. It's never, you know, the first couple games going to be completely comfortable, but he can feel the ball really well. He's got soft hands, obviously can throw the ball across the diamond. You know, it's just a different spin and lefties a little different than righties over at third. But we want to make sure that he's 100% with the groin. I think we're getting pretty close as far as that goes. It's certainly not going to be today or tomorrow, but maybe at some point in time on this next road trip.
I wonder also just the larger view of Rafi Devers getting comfortable as a Giant. This has probably been a hell of a week and a half for him. He's never known anything but the Red Sox. He's switching leagues. What have been your kind of observations on his overall comfort level and fitting in?
Yeah, you know, it's. I think we lose sight of the fact that it's not the most comfortable thing in the world when you've been in one organization your whole career on the East Coast in the American League, and all of a sudden in one day you're flying to San Francisco to play for a new team that you're going to be with for years and years, and you've only played there, you know, one time, I think, in his career. So there's a lot to digest and have to deal with. I think he's done it beautifully from the day he's gotten here, and I think our fans were incredible in making him feel at home right away. You know, the players too, the reception, the front office, everybody here tried to make him as comfortable as could on day one. There's just a lot going on, but you know what? He's got a smile on his face every day. I think each and every day he gets more comfortable in this uniform, you know, knowing the ballpark. You know, the opposition's a little bit different. He used to playing in the American League East, but I marvel at the way he's handled this and how comfortable he seems right away.
Pretty great to see all of you there for the introductory press conference. That was just probably heartwarming for him and a great visual for the fans. When he gets out to the yard, how much time is he putting in before the game at first? And does he have to go through kind of the evolution of all the different mechanics you need to play at first?
Yeah, you do. So, yeah, he was out there quite a bit yesterday. Had a little bit of a groin thing going on, so we're not, you know, just there's a limit to how much work he can do defensively. But look, he has no qualms with it. He wants to be able to go out there. We want to be able to get Wilmer in the DH spot some too, which he's been very, you know, productive in. So he knows there's a little bit of a timetable we're up against in trying to get it done with him. But I think yesterday was his most comfortable day as far as how much work he took. And like I said, you know, hopefully at some point in time on this road trip, we get him out there.
Bob Melvin with us on Willard and Dibs. Bob, you know, we talk so much about is he going to play first base and where is he in the lineup. I'd love to hear more about his role kind of off the field and in the clubhouse, particularly because of how things went down in Boston. And you guys have talked about how maybe Chapman and Adames will be more of the vocal leaders. What is Rafi Devers' role on this team in the clubhouse?
It's pretty early to tell, but he gets along with everybody. There's a smile on his face. I don't know that he's going to be the most vocal guy in the clubhouse, and we don't really need that. We have several guys that will rely on that. Just being comfortable going up there and doing damage at the plate, I think, you know, that's what's going to really make him comfortable around here. And you know, that's definitely going to happen. So he's still kind of feeling his way out there. There were a lot of these guys he didn't know. Actually, there were very few guys that he knew. But every day you see him hanging out with the Wilmers and Willies and, you know, getting to know Chappie and, you know, some of the pitchers we have here that are kind of high profile too. Everybody's doing the best they can to try to, you know, make this transition a little bit quicker for him. But I think what he does is he hits and he drives and runs and he does a lot of damage, and that's what we're looking for. We're not asking him to be the emotional leader of the team.
You mentioned Willie and Adames is not having the statistical year that everyone would hope for, but you haven't seen anything other than his dauber up. How much has he been a big-time positive influence in the clubhouse that feels different this year?
Yeah, he really has. And that's hard to do. You know, when you have an expectation level of yourself to, to do, you know, X amount offensively, and it doesn't happen. You're in a new place, and there's a lot expected of you. It can be difficult to come in with that attitude every day, but he comes with it every day. And what we take out on the field, you know, those are kind of intrinsic things that you can't really put a value on. And I tell him every day, look, a lot of times what you're doing is not showing up in the box score, but it's showing up on the scoreboard and how we play the game every day and how, you know, determined we are to play. And you're out there every single day in every game, and there's a lot of value in that. So we know the offensive numbers are going to come, but he still has an impact on our guys and how we take the field and kind of our mojo every day.
Bob, what do you need to see from Chapman before he's ready, and how do you think that will change the lineup?
Well, it'll change it significantly. You know, he was hitting in the four hole for us for the most part. We'll see how it plays out. Having the Devers in the lineup too is as far as where he hits. But if you're talking about guys that are emotional leaders of the team, that's kind of his thing. So we miss that too on the field, the tenacity he brings, the defense that he brings, the base running that he brings, you know, just kind of everything that Matt Chapman's all about. As far as the timetable, not 100% sure. I'm thinking more when we get back from this road trip and how much we want him to, whether it's a rehab game or something like that, you know, but really and truly, we don't want him coming back with these, especially the bone bruise and that middle one, affecting him the rest of the season. So he's eager to get back. He's bouncing off the walls and wants to get back as soon as possible. But we're going to take, you know, what the training staff tells us and where they feel that he is. He'll have input, obviously, and how he feels every day. And, you know, hopefully it's sooner than later. But I think if we get him back for the homestand before the All-Star break, I think that's a win.
Bob Melvin with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Hey, real quick also, just with Logan Webb on the mound tonight, what sort of vibe does that give you guys? He's been such a good stopper recently. You know, how is his presence kind of different for this team, especially after a loss?
Yeah, it just feels like win day. So, you know, it feels like the way we play and losing close games, and sometimes we're frustrating. Not sometimes, we are frustrating offensively at times. You know, it just feels like every loss is really dramatic. And then we come back and win the next day, and whether it's scoring some runs or it's the pitching. But, you know, your number one guy is the guy that you really feel great about taking the mound, and we will today too. And if we win, we expect to win this game today, and then it's going to be a completely different feeling. You try to stay away from the, you know, the emotional highs and lows of the season, but anytime that Logan Webb takes the mound, we feel great about our chances.
Okay, Bob, a lot of baseball in the next 24 hours. Go get them. We very, very much appreciate your time.
You got it, guys. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you. There it is. Skipper of the Giants, Bob Melvin. That's Bo Mel.
Bo Mel.
Yeah, we just call him Bo Mel right there. All right, we'll react to that and then obviously get to all of the things that we talked about setting the table for the day. The NBA draft is a little bit later. A banger of an article on Jonathan Kuminga. Lots going on. We'll get to all of it. We'd love to hear from you. 888-957-9570. Oh, by the way, 7 o'clock tonight, Valks. Taking on the New York Liberty. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app, search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX Channel 5. Pregame at 6:30. We're sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
What is your favorite or the best play on words using your last name that you've heard?
That ball got Schmidt on.
Oh! On 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, he Schmidt on a couple of balls last night.
Again, like, yep.
Yeah, he is locked in. Now, I know he struck out in a big moment late. He lined out to the left field. It was the fourth or fifth inning when Schmidt lined one, a base hit to left field. That was the first good contact the Giants had all game long.
First hit of the game, right?
No, the first hit of the game, I don't even know if it was a hit. No, Rafi Devers hit a ground ball into the hole up the middle, and the infielder backhanded it and was going to have a tough play. He was going to get him, and then the infielder dropped the ball, and then they called it a hit. It was a maybe. I get why they didn't call it an error because it was going to be a hard play, but I guarantee you that second baseman feels like a play he should have made. Do you notice how I keep calling him the infielder and the second baseman?
I wonder why, Mark.
Because I've not heard of any of these people, and I went to the game last night, and I watched all of them hit, and I still don't know. I still couldn't name a Marlin. And
Connor Norby?
What was that one of them? Anyway, point is, I'm not saying that to like denigrate the Marlins. Bob Melvin just said a lot. I thought that was an interesting conversation. One thing he said there at the end stuck out to me. And then one thing he said at the very beginning stuck out to me. And this is sort of the motto of Giants baseball. So we started with obviously the frustration of the lack of hitting, especially last night. And he goes, don't forget, we do win our share of games, and they do. The Giants are good.
Yep.
They're 44-35. At the very end, though, he's answering one of your questions, and he goes, he doesn't only go, yeah, we're frustrated by last night. Then he goes, I mean, just in general, we're frustrating.
Frustrating. Not frustrated, but we are frustrating.
I'm like,
on
yeah,
the regular.
You really are. You really are. And I guess that maybe we just need to make peace with that. Because the 2010 and 12, like, they were too. So I don't know, has something changed with the world, with baseball? I don't know. I don't know exactly how to reckon with this. But the Giants are a good team, but they're frustrating. And I feel that in the building last night. My phone is getting a lot of like, right? There's every night. Yeah. Like, I got a lot of friends who are like me kind of Giants fans. Like, it's Tuesday, but we're like, let's freaking go. Like, right. Let's get a win. And the phone after every inning is just like, people are pulling the hair out of their heads. They're 10 games over 500. They've given up the fewest runs in the National League. You know, like, this is good. This is largely going well, but man.
What?
Well,
I mean, not totally dull and boring, yeah. Like the old 3-hour and 20-minute game when you'd get five hits, but you just were laying it out. So they had five hits, and one of them was a hit-ish, might have been an error, and you had the Ramos double, and which resulted in an out, yep. Unfortunately.
You had the cost
you
homer.
Had the cost homer, yep. And I'm told there were two other hits. Casey Schmidt on the ball.
Yeah, Schmidt lined one to left field for okay. A hit.
But if
I don't remember the other
and
one.
This is the problem, Mark. If you're able to mind check a game and remember all five hits, and one of them was an oh-by-the-way single, one of them should have been called an error.
Oh, I remember the last one. I remember it now. Jung-Hoo Lee, he just shot right back up the middle, and it hit off the pitcher and rolled into right field.
Got you. Is that
That's
when
a base knock.
Is that when he got picked off right after?
Jung-Hoo Lee?
According to the box score, I might have been doing the bedtime scenario, but I thought he was listed as...
I believe he got doubled up. I don't think that...
Okay.
Yeah, I think he got... I think it was a double play. If I remember correctly, I mean, I might have gone to get some popcorn or something like that.
It might have been a different game when he got picked off.
Yeah, I don't remember...
Base running here. Jung-Hoo Lee, first base by Cal Quantrill. According to Baseball Reference.
Lee got a base hit in the fourth inning, and that was with two outs. And the next hitter, let's see, Lee to second. No. He went to second. They tried to pick him off, and they threw it into right field.
Gotcha.
Jung-Hoo Lee went to second. And then Adames hit a line drive to the center fielder.
Inning over. Yeah.
And I give Patrick Bailey a little nod, too. He hit one that I thought was gone. And it was caught right up against the fence in center field.
That was his first at-bat, right?
I think his second.
Okay.
Boy, he swings and misses a lot.
Sure does, from both sides of the plate.
Yeah.
That is gone. But caught.
Exactly. Yeah, it was one of those. I stood up. I thought it was gone, but it wasn't gone. It was caught.
It's frustrating, and
it really is.
Just looking at some of the recent numbers. 4-for-24 with runners in scoring position over the last four games. And on the year, they have the 26th most at-bats in those situations. So they don't have a lot of at-bats with runners in scoring position because they don't get a lot of people to second and third base.
Right, but when they do, and I saw some commentary on this earlier, I think it was Krook, said that the Giants look like they become different people when there's runners in scoring position. And this is kind of my favorite thing that we do, especially in sports radio here in 2025, you know this, I know this. If you start saying it's okay when teams lose or players struggle, immediately the social media world goes to, you're making excuses. Stop making excuses for these people. Here's one that sometimes I do actually find as excuse making. They're pressing. That's what you hear people say. They're trying too hard. So, Willy Adames, he's new. He's trying to live up to the contract. He's pressing. Yeah, he might be. When there's runners in scoring position and the Giants are having a hard time scoring runs, they're pressing. Sure, I mean, it's the major leagues. I would hope that, A, you're pressing. This is a big deal. There's a lot on the line. And B, I would hope that you know how to navigate that as a professional athlete. In other words, the anxiety that comes with the moment. Like, you and me may go to a golf course and we don't like it if there's more than five people watching our first shot. There are 30-something thousand people who show up to watch you hit. Yaz, Willie, Jung-Hoo, they chant your name when you go to the plate. I would imagine that fills you with anxiety. The over-desire to perform. You have to work with that. Like, we can't do this all year. Well, they're trying too hard. Well, I'm sorry.
Well, different players are in different spots. Like, Casey Schmidt right now is not trying too hard because the ball that's being thrown toward him is a watermelon.
And he should be, by the way, more than anyone. He's the one with the job on the line.
But he's hot. So,
right.
And Rafael Devers, and I was mentioning this to Lubman today, on Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys, because we were talking about his swing, and I said, it's Will Clarkian. The way he lets the ball come, he has this long, fluid, I'll hit it wherever I damn well please kind of swing. He's not a guy who looks like he's pressing. Even when he struggles, Willy Adames he's kind of locked up, and I really feel for him. I think it was the ninth inning, full count pitch, and That was
the moment.
That was a strike. And if you look at the box, and I know that you want the box gone, I'm watching the game and I'm looking at the box, and all I could think of was perfect pitch.
I knew it. By the
perfect
way,
pitch.
I'm sitting down the third base line, so I don't know. I can't.
All you can see is his backside.
But you know what I could tell? His body language. And you can tell. This is the skill you gain as a parent. You can tell when someone is BSing you. You can tell. And so I can tell now when a player doesn't like the call and they actually think it was a bad call, or if they're playing it off because they want it to look like they think it was a bad call, even though they know they got. And I could tell right away.
Yeah.
I'm like, because the kids asked, they're like, yeah, was that a bad call? And I'm like, first of all, we're sitting in left field. I don't know. But I'm looking at his body language, and he looks like he got. So I'm glad that you were watching, and you can tell me that the ball was in the box. Because I had a feeling it was in the box.
And his reaction was kind of like, no stinking way.
Right.
As he's doing that, he's walking to the dugout.
Exactly.
That's the tell. And I'm glad you saw that, because the frustration on his face was not only the fact that he got struck out, but the reality that it was a perfect pitch. And I mean, like, of all the times for him to just give me a cookie, let me get out of this thing, give me something to hit. And that's a pitch that, you know, if he didn't take it, it's a sawed off 8-hopper back to the mound, because it was a perfect pitch. Yep. So you take it, it's strike three. And for Willie, it's just another step toward being below 200 again. So I think he is pressing. But
probably,
and I get what you're saying about the idea of pressing.
Yeah, you got to deal with that.
Yep.
You have to deal with that. Like, you are in a performance-based industry. Like, I don't know, man. Again, I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but I think on some level I chuckle when we go, oh, they're trying too hard. I hope they're trying too hard. They are being paid millions of dollars. The whole city's coming to watch them play. For some reason that I'll never really understand, we care like crazy. Like crazy people, we care. And
about a grown man with a piece of wood and a projectile?
God, we care. We cry. We come for the confetti like we a million strong. Like, we lose our minds over this. I hope you're trying too hard. The opposite's way worse. It's way worse to accuse someone of, like, they don't look like they care out there very much.
I get what you're saying, and you're right, but the frustrating part of this is there's really not much else you can do. If you're Moses Moody and you miss, I don't know, 11 straight threes or whatever it was over the course of some games, you could still go out there and lock somebody down, grab a rebound, take a charge. You can do other things that help your team. If you're Willy Adames, yeah, you can play a clean shortstop,
yep.
But, you know, you're brought here to inflict some damage with the bat. And when you're not, every at-bat that goes by where you don't produce, the pressure becomes bigger.
There's no doubt. I will also hearken back, though, to something that that Bowden told Steiny and Guru when he came on after the Devers deal. And this really stuck with me. And he said, first of all, data shows that when a big contract is signed and someone switches teams, it is not abnormal for year two to be the time that it really starts to come into play. And then the other thing I want to remind people, because I really thought he was good on this topic as well, whether Adames is hitting right in front of Devers or not, Devers will help Adames in this respect. Willie Adames is not capable of being, my opinion, the best hitter on the team. It's not who he is. He is a 250 career hitter. He might get to 30 home runs. In this ballpark, probably not. I would argue over the next 7 years of this deal that he signed, what you're looking for from Adames is a 250 average. You're going to get maybe 25 home runs in a good year, 20 in a bad, and be that clubhouse guy. Yes, you're going to produce some runs, but my goodness, you're going to strike out once a game. It's what he's done his entire career. So the Devers' presence is not so much about, is Adames hitting right in front of him? The Devers' thing is, hey, Willie, you don't need to be the dude. Because you're not the dude. He's not.
Right.
And the contract made us all want him to be the dude. And I think that that's why he was pressing. Because Willie wants to be the dude. Not the dude. Rafi's the dude.
Right. And so your lineup perfect. Has like four or five other guys who can be the Robin.
Yes.
And
the B.
If they are, if it's Jappy healthy, and if Jungwoo Lee snaps out of this deep, deep June funk where he's hitting 169 in June, you know, if you get more contributions, then yeah, Adames can be the fourth or fifth best hitter at a time in a game, and you can be a good offense.
Well, I mean, don't forget Ramos. Like, if you want to play this out over the next handful of years, your two best hitters are Devers and Ramos. Those are your guys. Those are your run producers. Those are your guys who can really be middle-of-the-order people in their 20s. Still, you know, Devers is in his prime. Ramos hasn't even gotten there yet. But when they walk to the plate, there is a much different presence and a much different intimidation factor and a much different way of playing defense and pitching around them and pitching them carefully and all of those things than when Willie Adames is up there. Adames is much more like a Chapman. I like that comp. Like, these are professionals. They will pop 25 home runs, but they will strike out a lot, and they will not threaten hitting 300. They will not do that. They are not 900 OPS guys. But Devers and Ramos can be that. So I'm still, especially when Chapman comes back, it's why when people, and I love it, I'm having fun with it on Twitter every night, I'm like, this lineup's different, and every time they score two runs, there's the eight people who are like, this is still different. You think the lineup, I'm like, yeah, yes, it is. It is different. It doesn't mean that they're not going to have nights where they only score zero or one or two runs or whatever. But once Chapman gets back, especially, and if Schmidt can continue to be consistent and all of those things, you mentioned Jungwoo Lee, I really think the lineup, it's more about the potential it has for everybody to settle into their roles. We said this before, I'll say it again. The Devers thing to me feels a lot like Jimmy Butler to the Warriors, because it's going to allow lesser players to fit into their spot and shine a lot more, because everybody's not being asked to be a larger player than they are. Willie Adames was being asked to be a larger player than what he is, and now he can be Willie Adames.
Yeah, which is your two-hitter when he's going well, your six-hitter when he's not, and it's the same thing with everyone else. Casey Schmidt, go be our second baseman with some pop and hit seventh, and then, you know, everyone else around him. Jungwoo Lee, if you're going great, you lead off. Right now it's Yaz because he's hitting better, and so there are some interchangeable parts, I think, that you can vary your lineup as necessary, but when you get Chapman back, you've got your 3-4-5-6 with, you know, Ramos and Adames, and you've got Devers, and they're all right in there, and Chapman, and you've got four guys you can pencil in, and when they're all going well, now you become a dangerous offense.
Yeah, they'll get it going, and no, I don't think that they will ever be, like, even right now, I don't think that this is ever going to be a lineup as currently constructed that gets confused with
the 27 Yankees,
with the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's like, we're not going to get it confused, but I think it's going to be plenty. I think it's going to be plenty for what they're trying to do, for the pitching staff they have, for the ballpark in which they play, all of these things. I think it's going to be plenty. They've got to still get the whole thing figured out. I think Melvin made some fair points, which A, Chapman is still not back. B, like, Rafi Devers, this has not been talked about enough, and probably is not being talked about enough because he doesn't look that bad. He's getting some hits. This is an unbelievable life flip upside down experience for Rafi Devers. And when life hits you like that, I don't know about you, I always find work is tough. Work is hard when life is on your mind. And I cannot imagine that somebody who's never known anything but Boston Red Sox baseball and then becomes literally the talk of the sports world for an entire week and then flips coasts, goes out from a hitter's park to a not hitter's park, new league, new pitchers, all of the things that you go through there. This is a lot. It's a lot for him to handle. So I just see the Giants right now as, like, fine, but they're kind of in a spot with a lot of potential to be a lot better in, say, like 2-3 weeks.
Or even 6 to 8 weeks, because what you're saying is exactly what I was thinking. And I was trying to figure out how to work that into a question for Bomell, but we had somewhat limited time, so I didn't want to get too much down the comedy road. But how is he balancing getting his groin right, with getting comfortable in the park, with learning how to play first base, with contacting PG&E to get the power on and figuring out where his moving boxes are and where do I park my car and where's the nearest grocery store and, you know, all the little things you're talking about. Like, you know, I moved in with my wife 3 years ago and there's things we're still doing.
Oh, gosh.
Three years later. You just moved, what, 4 months ago? And
oh, no, like, no. It was a year and a half ago.
When you moved?
Yes.
To your new spot?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
New Year's Day 2024.
Man, time is flying.
It's been a year and a half, and I still have one box of pictures that's sitting in the exact same spot where I'm going to do that one of these days.
Yep.
Maybe.
I'm
going
to get to you. Yeah, exactly.
I'm coming this weekend for sure. Yeah, we've done that now for 18 months.
And additionally, he's trying to do all this while also playing games in other cities.
Right.
And he probably doesn't even have a place to live yet.
No, I mean, he's probably in a hotel or whatever.
Yeah. But if you're here for 8 years, at some point, you're going to have to, like, think about...
Totally.
And I don't know if he's married with kids or any of that, and so maybe that makes it a little bit more simple, quote-unquote, but even talking to Robbie Ray, when we had him on the show, and Robbie's got the four kids and the wife, and it's like, you're moving around and all the rest of it, it's got to be incredibly tougher than what we allow them... You know, we don't give enough grace, to your point, in these ways, you know?
No doubt. In fact, in speaking about Rafi Devers... if you missed Bo Mel on with us earlier, this is one thing that he was talking about. This is less about all that off-the-field stuff. But don't forget, with everything you just said, oh, by the way, Rafi, you need to come learn a new position. And it's the position that, by the way, everyone's been ripping you for the last 4 months that you won't go play. And now you're going to go play it. So how soon are we going to see Rafi over at first base?
He's got to be comfortable doing it. He's never done it before. Unfortunately, we don't have a spring training to prepare for that. So we have to kind of run him through some things that we feel like will make him comfortable. It's never, you know, the first couple games going to be completely comfortable, but he can feel the ball really well. He's got soft hands, obviously can throw the ball across the diamond. You know, it's just a different spin and lefties a little different than righties over at third. But we want to make sure that he's 100% with the groin. I think we're getting pretty close as far as that goes. It's certainly not going to be today or tomorrow, but maybe at some point in time on this next road trip.
Okay. So
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
on this next road trip, which starts on Friday.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
and
might be a soft landing spot to do it in Chicago this weekend.
Could be. Yeah. I mean,
not the good Chicago. It's the bad Chicago.
It's the bad Chicago, yeah. And might be the time. And just that's why I was asking him about all the different things like that he has to learn about first base, holding runners, and, you know, making a different throw across the diamond and all the other little nuanced things that he's never really had to do, not having played first base before.
The road trip, by the way, also takes them to Arizona and then Sacramento.
Yep.
Sacramento for the July 4th holiday. It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot.
It's going to be really hot.
Ball's going to be jumping out of that park.
So you look at the next 11 games, two more against Miami, and then a nine-game road trip. You need to start banking some W's because then it's Philly and the Dodgers on the backside.
That's
and,
correct. And actually, know, just, it's a 10-game road trip. It's going to be four in Arizona.
Appreciate that. Yep. So you're looking at 10 and then six. So you got 16 games left to go. Sure would be nice to pile up a nice 10-6 or something even a little bit better than that.
I don't think you feel good if you lose two out of three to Miami. So I sort of look at tonight and tomorrow afternoon, especially with Logan Webb on the hill tonight. We're not going to do must-win baseball games, but like I'm not feeling good if you don't win these next two games.
Yeah.
Two out of three from Miami, that also is a winning homestand. Like, you have a losing record for the homestand if you don't win both of these next two games.
And I feel let down by you, Mark.
Oh, it was completely my fault. Yep. I'll wear that.
Okay.
I told you, I promised you I'd go get you a win. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I hate it when I don't do what I say I'm going to do.
It's painful.
I can't stand that crap.
Over-promised, under-delivered. That's not like
exactly what I did.
Yeah, you don't usually do that. We kakooshed it.
I think I'm going to take the rest of the show off as a punishment.
I think the punishment should be you do it solo. And I go home.
I mean, anyway, we're brought to you by...
I saw you working.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here
you
for
better
you.
Be careful.
Here for good. We're also sponsored by Frontier Ford. Frontier Ford is bringing the heat this summer with employee pricing for all. You pay what Ford employees pay through July 7th. Got F-150s. You got Broncos, Explorers, Escapes, Mavericks, even the Mustang Mach-E. So get to Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara or 24/7 at frontierford.com. All right, 888-957-9570. There's more on the table for the Giants, but also next hour, Dalton Johnson will join us live from New York. NBA draft is tonight, and the article from Anthony Slater, the quotes from Jonathan Kuminga are still ahead as well on Willard and Dips.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.